What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, July 6, 2022, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday and continuing insanity therein. And we've got a lot of talk to talk about today. It's been a very, very busy news day. We're going to try and fit as much news in as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. First of all, for everybody worrying about Claire, and I certainly am at the top of that list, we just got word this morning that she is going to be released to go back home on Friday, and definitely looking forward to that. So that's going to be a lot of fun here. Getting into the news, looking at that Highland Park shooting, this story just gets weirder and weirder and weirder all the time. The parents of Robert Crimmo III, who's been charged with 7 counts of murder in this case, he's being held without bail. The parents came out basically with 2 sentences saying, we're all mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers. This is a terrible tragedy. Our prayers go out to everybody. And then they said they were asking for privacy, which I can certainly understand that. Now, when the shooting first happened, social media went wild saying, oh, it was, a MAGA shooter and a conservative and a white supremacist and everything. And it turned out, as usual, not to be true. The shooter was strongly anti-Trump. He belonged to Antifa. He was into the occult. He worshipped Satan. I mean, this guy had a lot of problems going on here. And so the media has kind of gone into a silent mode on this because they can't use him to push their anti-Trump narrative here. And a lot of people are wondering just why it is that the local police department and the FBI were suppressing the information that Crimmo was connected to Antifa, progressives, and the occult. And this, in turn, has led to an interesting question being asked over at the Gateway Pundit. The Highland Park shooter pulled the trigger, but did the Democrat Party load the rifle? And we know the Democratic Party loves these mass shootings because it pushes the gun grabber agenda. And you know, this individual, as it were, was part of that whole progressive agenda. Now, after the 1917 revolution in Russia, the political left actually believed that there would be a violent proletarian revolt all across Europe and North America, which did not happen. But it seems like they're still out there trying to make it happen, and this may have been the issue. Now, as we have seen in so many of these cases, the police and the FBI are admitting that, yes, they knew about this guy and didn't really do anything to stop him. Back in 2019, this shooter came on out vowing to kill everyone. He was not arrested. There was another incident where he threatened his family, his entire family, with a sword. The police showed up and confiscated the sword and a knife collection. And the neighbors were saying, yeah, there were signs that something was going to go wrong. There were always police cars at the house. The parents were arguing and fighting all the time. And other indications that it was definitely not a well-structured family. And the father appears to have been at least partly an enabler because he went to the police and said that the knife collection that had been confiscated actually belonged to him. The police returned it. And then the father signed off on the gun permit that allowed this kid to purchase, I think he got a total of 5 firearms. And because he was under 21, he needed a parent to sign the paperwork, and his father did. So the father has to bear some of the responsibility for what happened. Now, there's a very bizarre story that's come on out implying that this individual, you know, Robert, may have been being used for covert operations of some kind, because last April, he walked into a synagogue during Passover. He was wearing a yarmulke, but he appeared so out of place and so strange that eventually he was asked to leave, and which he did without any kind of an incident. But it's still kind of, you know, especially somebody who purportedly was worshiping Satan, what are you doing in the synagogue? It just doesn't really make any sense. Now, Kamala Harris is obviously out there grandstanding. She was at the scene of the Highland Park shooting, saying, we have to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to take this seriously. I don't know what it means. I don't know that she knows what it means, but it seems like Biden's word salad affliction is starting to rub off on her. Now, after announcing that the Highland Park shooter will be charged with 7 counts of murder, the state attorney Eric Reinhart praised red flag laws and calls for a nationwide assault weapons ban, both of which are already on the books in Illinois and Highland Park and clearly failed. I mean, if you're talking about red flags, I mean, they were all over this kid right from beginning to end here. Even Tucker Carlson waded on in saying that all this gun control did not stop this 4th of July shooter. And gun control, again, every time there's one of these shootings, the first thing the Democrats want to do is take away the guns of the people who did not commit the actual crime. I mean, there's something really weird about that. Now, the state of Illinois has an A rating in gun control by the gun grabber organizations. They've got a huge, long list of gun laws, none of which worked to prevent this shooting. And it may be that there was, again, this is another stage shooting to try and push the gun grab agenda. Certainly the Democrats are out there saying, ban assault rifles, you know, and the gun grabbers are out there in full tilt. And, you know, it's like they're out there saying, how many more people are we going to have to kill? I'm sorry, how many more people are going to have to be shot to death before you surrender your weapons to us? Meanwhile, down in Ohio, they have declared a state of emergency in the city of Akron because Black Lives Matter and Antifa are now rioting over the police shooting of a fleeing suspect in the city. Now, everyone's trying to say he was unarmed, and he was unarmed at the point where he was being shot, but when he was trying to evade the police, he was shooting at them from his car, and they did find the gun in the car after it was all over. And so, yeah, if you refuse to do what the cops tell you and drive away from them and shoot at them, they are going to shoot back at you. But that doesn't really matter to Black Lives Matter and Antifa. They're out there rioting and, you know, causing all kinds of problems. And, you know, Joe Biden flew over and said, wow, look at all the fireworks. I said, no, Joe, that's not what's going on down there. Now, here's an article, and it's raising an issue which I mentioned briefly yesterday. The article is from secrint.org, and it's pointing out that there are 37 school shooters and school-related violence committed by people under the influence of psychiatric drugs. Now, we only know about these 37 cases because after a certain point, information about drug use by the perpetrators was kept from the public, you know, because it's bad for the psychiatric drug makers, and we don't want to harm their sales, and we don't want to lose those ad revenues. So that information has been concealed ever since then. And that would really be important, because I would be very eager to find out if this Highland Park shooter was on these medications at the time. Because there is an issue there. They're trying to hide it because it's bad for business. But there is an issue there. Okay, now people on social media are making fun over this video by Tiara Mack, who's a 28-year-old Rhode Island candidate. And she basically did this twerking video to try and get votes. The video features Mack clad in a bikini, which was not very becoming on her in the first place, and basically twerking her derriere, at one point standing upside down on a beach. And this is really not kind of the public image of our political leadership that I would like the rest of the world to see. Of course, then I think about how a few years ago there was a porn star named Cicciolina who won a seat in the Italian parliament by showing her breasts on TV. So maybe there's something there. But really, can we not do better for candidates in this country? Now, up in Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is out there now trying to come across as civil, and she's denouncing toxicity in public discourse just days after shouting F. Clarence Thomas regarding the Roe versus Wade decision. And again, one thing one day, something different the very next day. Now, speaking of the Supreme Court decision on Roe versus Wade, at least 46 abortion centers have closed following the Supreme Court overturning of Roe versus Wade. Many of them are from Planned Parenthood, which was claiming that abortion was really just a tiny part of their business and not essential to their operation. And yet now that abortion is being banned in their states, they're shutting the doors and, you know, walking away. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is still trying to challenge the legitimacy of the Supreme Court decision on the Roe versus Wade case, and the Department of Homeland Security is warning of continued violence. And so, again, it's a reminder, when the liberals don't get their way, they riot and cause all kinds of problems. Over in Kentucky, their Supreme Court turned down a request from the Commonwealth's Republican Attorney General to reimpose an abortion ban after a lower court previously blocked its implementation. In other words, they're trying to basically return Roe versus Wade administratively, which is really not their job. And Kentucky's law, like many of the others across the country, you know, took effect on June 24th when the Supreme Court struck down Roe versus Wade. And so there's still a lot of noise out there. We are coming up on the midterms, obviously, and there's an interesting article. Pelosi is trying to prop up the chances for Democrats in the 2022 midterms, only to get destroyed by a Democratic polling organization saying, no, you are all really in serious, serious trouble. The Democrats are in for a real shellacking this midterm election, ignoring the massive election fraud that we're going to be seeing there. And an election analyst has come forward saying that Nancy Pelosi has literally been lying to donors about the chances for Democrats in the 2022 midterms. So she's out there fibbing and saying, no, we're going to be great. Give us your money. We're going to do just really wonderfully. And it's not really looking all that good. It's amazing that Biden is thinking of running again in 2024 here. There's a new civic survey that shows Joe Biden's job approval is underwater. Now, the term underwater is a term of craft, and it means that your disapproval rating is higher than your approval numbers. And he's basically underwater in 48 of the 50 states, including his home state of Delaware. And that basically is saying he is unelectable in 2024, which is why they're trying to dust off Hillary Clinton and bring her back as the savior of the Democratic Party. Talk about a nightmare scenario here. Over in Kansas, the attorney general is running to unseat the Democrat governor, Laura Kelly, who is increasingly unpopular with Kansas voters. And challenger Derek Schmidt is advancing his gubernatorial campaign amid favorable polling for the Republican candidate. So we're going to see a red shift all over the country. Again, you know, ignoring the impact that the massive election fraud is going to have, and we're already starting to see it. Down in Georgia, a candidate for governor, Candace Taylor, is running on a platform to tear down the Georgia Guidestones. Unfortunately, that has now become moot because this morning there was some kind of an explosion and the Georgia Guidestones were significantly damaged. One of the vertical columns was knocked down and shattered, a lot of other damage to the rest of the Guidestones. My guess is Georgia will rebuild it because it's become quite a profitable tourist attraction there. But somebody definitely went in there and tried to take it out. May have a little bit of an issue with that part about limiting the Earth's human population to just half a billion. Because that would mean some 4.5 to 5 billion people have to be gotten rid of. Possibly with vaccines, we don't know, but not everybody's happy with that idea. Interestingly enough, the president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is planning to meet with Joe Biden on the 12th, and he is going to bring up the issue of the Julian Assange case. And he is going to urge the United States to drop the charges against Julian Assange. And we're actually even starting to see the Australian government actually move to protect one of their own citizens. And so we'll see what's going to happen there. Now, Britain has approved an extradition of Assange to the United States. That is currently under appeal. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Now, we have this nuclear waste official, Samuel Brinton. It's a controversial appointee who, in addition to being in charge of disposing of nuclear waste, works as a drag queen and an LGBTQ activist. And the drag queen alter ego is named Sister Radioactive. And a whistleblower is alleging substantial irregularities in the process by which Brinton was appointed to that position, saying that there was undue political influence and preferences, and that Brinton is actually unqualified to hold that position and do the job, which sounds probably accurate here. And don't forget, yesterday we were reporting on how Brinton at one point earlier on was defending a website that was connecting older men with younger boys for sexual purposes for money. So tacky stuff there. Interesting little article that came on out of Zero Hedge talking about how the media used the Russiagate conspiracy theories to build essentially a new news cartel. And they basically took the story and they ran with it. And Facebook had become the epicenter of election conspiracies from the Clinton campaign and its media allies. Hillary Clinton and her associates were eager to shift the blame for her defeat by relaunching their existing Russiagate smears with all the false claims. And about a third of Americans get their news through Facebook. Well, not anymore. Facebook is losing audience and they're in financial trouble. But these tech companies literally were helping to sell the propaganda. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here. We mentioned this briefly yesterday, but the Biden administration is planning to sue Arizona over their state law requiring proof of citizenship to vote for president. Now, Kristen Clark, the Assistant Attorney General of the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice, says she's authorized going to court over what she contends is a violation of the 1964 Voting Rights Act. The only thing that would stop that, Clark said in a letter to Attorney General Mark Brnovich, is if the state is willing to settle the issue, presumably by an agreement not to enforce the law. Well, there is nothing in the 1964 Voting Rights Act that allows non-citizens to vote. And Arizona's law makes perfect sense. Okay, and the fact that the Biden administration and the Democrats in general have been fighting against voter ID all this time shows that they are really counting on these illegal immigrants pouring across the border, voting Democrat out of gratitude for all the free stuff that is being taken from us legal citizens to be given to them. And you know, in the run-up to the 2016 election, Democratic lawyers were going through all the states challenging voter ID laws. I mean, it was an organized campaign. This isn't just one or two cases where this is an argument. This was a nationwide organized campaign to get rid of voter ID requirements to make voter fraud that much easier. Now, one of the investigators for 2000 Mules, Greg Phillips, has announced their investigation team has identified unique devices from inside the TCF Center during the late-night 2020 election ballot dump. Now, if you remember correctly, the TCF Center is where city officials put cardboard on the windows to prevent GOP observers from looking in. The poll workers were openly hostile to the GOP observers. They were kept on the other side of the room. They couldn't actually see anything. And there have been hundreds of affidavits by people who were working in that counting center claiming they witnessed voter fraud. And, of course, the major story is these huge deliveries, these three vehicles delivering what appeared to have been fraudulent ballots to the TCF Center early in the morning on November 4th, which, when run through the machine, took away Donald Trump's lead and put Joe Biden ahead. So, yeah, they stole the election, and they're going to get ready to steal the next one, and they don't care if you know because, you know, what are you going to do about it? Getting into COVID-19 here, the Biden administration has struck a $3.2 billion deal with Pfizer, which will include unapproved COVID shots. Okay, these are 105 million doses of experimental genetic therapeutics for COVID, which could be delivered later this summer and into the fourth quarter. So they're out there pushing all of these chemicals. They're not approved. They're experimental. And, you know, you're not supposed to administer experimental treatments without the full informed consent of the subject. Now, the Wall Street Journal has actually come on out with a very important article. They reported on Monday that toddlers vaccinated during Pfizer's trial were found to be more likely to get severely ill with COVID than those who had received the placebo. And most kids who developed multiple infections during the trial had been vaccinated. Okay, so it clearly was not working, and this was some of the information that was hidden in order to rush through this experimental use authorization. Up in Canada, Trudeau is having a panic as the fully vaccinated now account for 9 in every 10 COVID-19 deaths over the past month, 4 in every 5 of which were triple jabbed. Okay, this stuff just does not work. It really does not work. Now, Pfizer is out there worried about their profits and, you know, worried about their reputation. And Pfizer has gone to court, and they're responding to claims made by a whistleblower, Brooke Jackson. And Pfizer is arguing the court should dismiss Jackson's lawsuit alleging fraud in the Pfizer clinical trials by saying the U.S. government knew all about it and continued to do business with Pfizer. In other words, their excuse is, yeah, we were cheating and lying, but the government knew all about it and they were going along with it. So that's got to be all hunky-dory and let us off the hook on that one. Down in Brazil, their president, Jair Bolsonaro, has come out and said that he deeply regrets removing the liability from pharmaceutical companies for vaccine side effects, and he apologized for all the deaths. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about COVID and health issues in general, and referring back to my question about the Highland Park shooter possibly being on psychiatric medication. There was another case, and that was a mass shooting by Joseph Westbecker. And his victims basically blamed the deadly shooting on Prozac. Joseph Westbecker was blamed, you know, the Prozac for just making him crazy wacko. And a lot of people sued the Prozac maker, Eli Lilly. And Eli Lilly, it's just come on out now, very quietly paid the victims a great deal of money to get them to drop support for the lawsuit and stop talking to the press about it. And so they paid the victims about $20 million in secrecy to help make sure that there would be a verdict exonerating the drug companies. So once again, there is an issue there. It is being hidden. sometimes at the cost of $20 million. There is a website called SSRIstories.com, and you may want to take a look at it because it contains a lot of documented cases of people who were on or withdrawing from these prescription antidepressants and just the crazy things they did. The Columbine shooters were withdrawing from these drugs at the time. And my favorite case from the SSRIstories.com website was a young individual who attempted suicide. And they got to them, and they intervened, and they stopped it when it was all over. They said, "Why'd you try and do that?" And the kid said, "I don't know. It just popped into my head, and I couldn't help myself." So some of these, you know, this tinkering with the brain chemistry can be very, very dangerous. And I know because I had a negative reaction to an antidepressant many, many years ago. I wish I could remember which one it was, but you know, I generally avoid those things here. Meanwhile, a federal judge down there in West Virginia has done a big favor to the pharmaceutical industry, ruling that the pharmaceutical industry was not to blame for West Virginia's opioid epidemic. Now, we had this opioid crisis in this country where the stuff was being overprescribed and oversold, high dosages, literally creating a population of addicts to make the pharmaceutical companies very, very wealthy. And this was basically considered, bribery. They were financially incentivizing doctors and medical institutions to prescribe these medications. And it did result in Purdue Pharmaceuticals being sued and driven. I don't know if they're still in business or not, but they definitely took a major hit. But in the case of the West Virginia situation, the judge, David E. Faber, basically supported AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson, saying that, yes, every prescription was written by a licensed doctor and filled by a pharmacy, therefore it was all perfectly legitimate. And no, it wasn't, because these doctors and pharmacies and everybody were making money off the deal. And they harmed a lot of people. There are still many people in this country who are dealing with opioid addiction and trying to find some way back to a normal life. Now, there is a new study out there showing that autism among American children and teens has surged 50%. In the 3 years since 2017, with 1 in 30 kids diagnosed with the disorder by 2020. 1 in 30 kids. I mean, when I was a kid, autism was incredibly rare. And now it's just, well, it's the new normal. We've got these autistic kids here. But, you know, it's got nothing to do with all these zillions and zillions of vaccines that are required to take to go to school. And there's an article on that very topic over at brasscheck.com called Debating the Vaccination Fraud, and saying, is it really necessary for American children to receive 70 different vaccinations on the schedule by the time they are age 18? Is it even advisable? And the answers are no and no. Okay, this is all about selling product and making more money. And, you know, if some of the kids are being harmed by these products, well, it's just the cost of doing business. Okay, and, you know, if something really bad happens, then, you know, we'll just pay off the parents to stay quiet and keep it out of the newspapers here. Okay, article out of currentaffairs.org, looking at the origin of COVID, which has killed over 3 million people around the world, triggered the lockdowns, the masking, the mandatory experimental vaccines, which are causing their own problems and deaths and injuries and so forth. And they're asking, what if a U.S.-funded lab accident did cause the pandemic? because there was a lot of attention that was being focused on that Wuhan virology lab that was doing research on these viruses funded by the United States of America. And they tried to hush that all up and say, no, this came from a fish market. It came from a cave. It came from Santa Claus. And I talked to Santa Claus. He's definitely off the hook here. And yeah, it's looking more and more like, you know, somebody dropped a beaker at one of these research labs and released this thing. And that triggered a panic reaction around the world, leading to lockdowns and forced vaccinations. Now, Russia is basically out there saying that if, in fact, it is confirmed that COVID-19 originated from an American research program, then the United States should pay compensation to all the nations of the world that were harmed by it. Of course, we don't have that kind of money. The U.S. would absolutely be bankrupt. But Russia is pointing at all of these biological weapons laboratories. The U.S. is running all around the world, not just Wuhan, China, a bunch of them in Ukraine. And all of these are violations of the Convention on Biological Weapons. But starting with the Obama administration, the U.S. has been quietly working on developing new biological weapons. Maybe they figure for World War III, you know, nukes would be messy. And if they fight World War III with biological weapons, then all the buildings and roads and infrastructure will be left intact and ready for occupation and use. So there we go on that one. But yeah, there's something very hinky about that. Now, you remember not too long ago, there was this big deal made about how the U.S. was supplying these HIMARS rocket launchers to Kiev. Kiev described them as very, very powerful tools. Russia has already destroyed them. And you paid for them. And basically, Biden took a ton of money out of the public wallet and is sending all these weapons over to Ukraine for Russia to use as target practice. Okay. Meanwhile, Zelensky, trying to drum up more support for his war effort, is now out there claiming that Russia's real goal is Europe itself. That if Russia conquers Ukraine, they won't stop. They're going to keep on coming through Germany and France, and it will be just like Adolf Hitler and all of that. Personally, I think Zelensky is grasping at straws, and I don't think very many people are listening to him anymore. Meanwhile, we reported a while ago that Congress voted down a bill to appoint an inspector general to keep an eye on all the weapons and money being sent to Ukraine. That we wanted to know it was being spent well and not going into people's pockets, and we wanted to know where the weapons were going. And Congress said, no, we don't need an inspector general. And as a result, we're already seeing Javelin anti-tank missiles showing up on the arms black market around the world. Which, again, you paid for all this stuff. Over in Ukraine, their financial investigation service says they've uncovered numerous cases where humanitarian and military aid provided by the West has been appropriated and sold at a profit to other parties inside the country. So it's just a huge, gigantic money laundry, and you are paying for all of it. Other countries are paying as well. Two Brazilians who were mercenaries were killed in Ukraine in the first week of July after a Russian drone operation in Kharkiv. So, mercenaries are still there. And there is a Russian official, Guralyov, that's it, basically went on TV saying that Russia needs to move hypersonic nuclear-capable missiles within a short range of the United States in order to force the United States to the negotiating table the way that Khrushchev forced John F. Kennedy to negotiations with the Cuban Missile Crisis. And that, of course, is very dangerous. So the Cuban Missile Crisis almost turned into a shooting nuclear war. And I don't think it's a good idea to try and repeat that. But, you know, a lot of brinksmanship going on here. All righty. Now, Zelensky, you know, put out this call saying we need help for this proxy war on Russia. And out of 55 African heads of state, only four of them, basically showed up. The rest are saying they want nothing to do with a war between the West and Russia. They've got their own problems to deal with. Okay. Meanwhile, Russia is demanding an unconditional cessation of Israeli strikes on Syria, saying they are unacceptable. Israel launched an air aggression from the Mediterranean west of Lebanon's second city, Tripoli, on Saturday, with several missiles targeting an area to the south of the Syrian port city of Tartus. And the attack was the first since the new prime minister, Yair Lapid, took office as the head of Israel's interim regime ahead of elections this coming November. And meanwhile, Israel's PM Lapid is telling France's Macron, it's time for the world to respond to Iran. Iran is the danger. We've got to get Iran. You should go kill Iran for us. You know, because our children are too precious, but your children, that's what they're there for. And let's see, U.S. Envoy Robert Malley is out there repeating this canard we have been hearing for the last 30 years, that Iran could build a nuclear bomb in just a few weeks. They've been saying that for 30 years. It hasn't happened yet. And his story, of course, is, full of holes. He's being called on it. To make a nuclear weapon, Iran would need uranium-enriched above 90%, and you would need 15 kilograms of such enriched uranium per weapon. Iran does not have any enriched uranium at that concentration. They've never even attempted to enrich to those levels. Iran's nuclear enrichment is producing reactor fuel for their nuclear power stations, which is at a much lower level of enrichment. But again, we've been hearing this for 30 years. Iran is just weeks away from a bomb. You know, Saddam has nuclear weapons. You know, there was a mine in Havana Harbor, and there were torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, and all these other things here. Meanwhile, the International Atomic Energy Agency is warning that if there is no Iran nuclear deal, it will likely result in a regional arms race where everybody's going to say, okay, if Iran has got the bomb, and well, we know Israel's got the bomb, and if Iran's going to get the bomb, then we want to have the bomb, and they want to have the bomb, and everybody's got the bomb. And again, the idea of having a nuclear bomb is to prevent being attacked. It is a weapon of deterrence. The only time it's ever actually been used in war was by the United States against Japan, and it was used as an offensive attack weapon because Japan couldn't deter against it. And Truman wanted to demonstrate to the world that we had these powerful weapons and were crazy enough to go ahead and actually use them. But the main purpose of having nuclear weapons is as a deterrent, meaning you cannot attack my country and walk away from it clean. Okay, now, there was this shooting a while back of this Palestinian-American journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, who has now been immortalized in a mural on the Separation Wall in Israel. And basically, the evidence indicates she was shot by the IDF. But the State Department has come on out saying that in all probability, it was just an accident, that the IDF soldier was just shooting at random, and it just happened to hit this Palestinian American. And so if you are an American citizen in that part of the world, they're telling you, you are on your own. The U.S. will not intervene to do anything to protect you if you get shot. So that's where we are on that one. Meanwhile, up in Afghanistan, they are still lobbying for justice over an incident back in 2008 when the U.S. bombed a wedding party. Now, the Afghans like to fire off their guns in celebration. It's a cheap form of fireworks here, and U.S. forces mistook that for some kind of an attack, and they blew up this wedding party. And the relatives of the victims are saying this was a horrific and unjustified attack, and they think that the U.S. should make amends somehow. Meanwhile, Moscow has denied reports of Turkish customs seizing or arresting a Russian dry cargo ship carrying grain near the Karasu port. Now, this could get really kind of dicey because Russia has announced that they will continue to sell wheat around the world, but only for rubles. Russia has the economic upper hand on grain and oil and gas, and they're starting to use that. So Turkey was claiming they had detained the ship. Russia is denying that it actually happened and saying that the ship is at anchor because of bad weather. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to the show. Here we're talking about international politics, and over in Great Britain, it looks like Boris Johnson is in serious, serious trouble. The number of members of parliament who have resigned over his leadership has now hit 35, and he's being told the game is up. They're questioning his leadership. They think he's botched Brexit, and they're definitely unhappy with his willingness to get involved in Joe Biden's proxy war against Russia. It was so bad, one of the cabinet ministers was out there saying, as a joke, I presume, where is the cyanide pill? So, yeah, it's not looking good over there. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. The chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, says the U.S. economy is in strong shape, ignoring the fact that it's dropping into a recession. And last week, he basically told reporters that the current inflation rate was unpredictable. Well, not really, because, recessions are normally the result of a reduction in liquidity by the Federal Reserve, which is signaled by a rise in interest rates. That's normally. In the current situation, what we're dealing with is a supply disruption. The COVID lockdowns, the mandatory closing of businesses, disrupted and destroyed supply chains, shipping disruptions, which certainly reduce the supply of goods in an economy such as the U.S., a country that has offshored so much of its manufacturing for internal markets and reduced supply. Economic sanctions against Russia have destroyed business relationships. When you have too much money chasing too few goods, prices go up. And that is what's causing the current inflation. And so Powell apparently needs to go back to Economics 101. Another article, this one coming out of Final Awakenings, Final Wakeup Call.info, talking about the giant credit bubble about to burst. And what they're talking about is the fact that our entire monetary system is based on debt. Ever since 1913 and the imposition of the Federal Reserve note, all those paper notes in circulation don't represent value, they represent debt. Every piece of money put in circulation is a loan at interest from the Federal Reserve. And that interest piles up and piles up, and you have to print more money to cover the debt, and you create this giant credit bubble. Now, no credit-based money system has ever survived an entire credit cycle, and the U.S. will be no exception. There is going to be a huge kabang. Now, one of the problems we're all going to be dealing with is that the vast majority of Americans who are now alive have only known the post-World War II prosperity and are ill-equipped and educated to deal with depression-level living, which is a very real possibility at this point. You've got, the globalists want the U.S. to be brought down, and that will involve an economic depression. And we're headed for some dark, dark times here. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we are offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.